The World of the Polar Bear by Carrie Herbert. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The World of the Polar Bear by Carrie Herbert is a comprehensive guide to the lives and habitats of polar bears. The book begins with an introduction to the species, discussing their physical characteristics, behavior, diet, and life cycle. It then goes on to explore their habitat in detail, from sea ice and tundra landscapes to human-made structures like oil rigs. The author also examines how climate change has impacted polar bear populations around the world. The second part of the book focuses on conservation efforts for this iconic species. It looks at current research into polar bear ecology as well as initiatives that are being taken by governments and organizations such as WWF International to protect them from further decline. Finally, it provides readers with practical advice on how they can help conserve these animals. Overall, The World of the Polar Bear is an informative read that offers insight into one of nature's most majestic creatures. Through its detailed descriptions and vivid photographs, readers will gain a better understanding of what makes these animals so special, and why we must do all we can to ensure their survival. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Polar bears are the largest land carnivore in the world. Polar bears are the apex predator of the Arctic, and they are the largest land carnivore in the world. They are well adapted to their environment, and their white fur helps them blend in with the snow and ice. Main idea number 2. Polar bears are threatened by climate change. Polar bears are facing a number of threats due to climate change, including the loss of sea ice, which is their primary habitat. This is causing them to struggle to find food and is leading to a decrease in their population. Main idea number 3. Polar bears are an important part of the Arctic ecosystem. Polar bears are an important part of the Arctic ecosystem, and their presence helps to maintain balance in the food chain. They are also an important cultural symbol for many Arctic communities. Main idea number 4. Polar bears have a complex social structure. Polar bears have a complex social structure, and they live in family groups or solitary. They communicate with each other through vocalizations, body language, and scent marking. Main idea number 5. Polar bears are intelligent and curious animals. Polar bears are intelligent and curious animals, and they have been observed playing, exploring, and learning. They are also capable of problem solving and have been known to use tools. Main idea number 6. Polar bears are vulnerable to human activities. Polar bears are vulnerable to human activities, such as hunting, pollution, and climate change. They are also threatened by the loss of their habitat due to development and oil and gas exploration. Main idea number 7. Polar bears are an important species for conservation. Polar bears are an important species for conservation, and there are a number of initiatives in place to protect them. These include protected areas, hunting regulations, and research programs. Main idea number 8. Polar bears are an iconic species. Polar bears are an iconic species, and they are a symbol of the Arctic. They are also a popular tourist attraction, and their presence helps to draw attention to the importance of conservation. Main idea number 9. Polar bears are an important food source for Arctic communities. Polar bears are an important food source for Arctic communities, and they are hunted for their meat, fur, and other parts. Hunting is regulated to ensure that the population is not overharvested. Main idea number 10. Polar bears are facing a number of threats. Polar bears are facing a number of threats, including climate change, hunting, pollution, and the loss of their habitat. These threats are causing a decrease in their population, and conservation efforts are needed to protect them. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Polar bears are the apex predator of the Arctic, and they are the largest land carnivore in the world. They have a thick layer of blubber that helps them stay warm in their icy environment, and their white fur helps them blend in with the snow and ice. Their diet consists mainly of seals, but they will also eat fish, birds, eggs, vegetation and carrion. Polar bears can swim for miles to hunt for food or travel between islands. They have large paws which help them move across slippery surfaces like ice floes. Polar bears live solitary lives except during mating season when males compete for females. Females give birth to cubs every 2 years after a gestation period of 8 months. Cubs remain with their mothers until they reach maturity at around 3 years old. The polar bear is an iconic species that has been threatened by climate change as sea ice melts due to rising temperatures. Conservation efforts are underway to protect this majestic animal from further decline. Main idea number 2. Polar bears are facing a serious threat due to climate change. As the planet warms, sea ice is melting at an alarming rate, leaving polar bears with less and less of their primary habitat. This has caused them to struggle to find food and has led to a decrease in their population. The loss of sea ice also means that polar bears have fewer places where they can rest or take refuge from predators. In addition, as temperatures rise, more areas become accessible for human activities such as oil exploration and shipping traffic, which further disrupts the bear's natural environment. Climate change is having a devastating effect on polar bear populations around the world, and it is essential that we act now if we want to ensure their survival into the future. Main idea number 3. Polar bears are an important part of the Arctic ecosystem, and their presence helps to maintain balance in the food chain. They are top predators that feed on seals, fish, and other marine mammals. By controlling these populations, polar bears help keep the Arctic environment healthy and balanced. In addition to their ecological role, polar bears also have a strong cultural significance for many Arctic communities. In some cultures, they are seen as symbols of strength and courage, in others, they represent wisdom or even spiritual power. Polar bear hunting has been an important source of sustenance for many indigenous peoples throughout history. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that there may be as few as 20 to 25,000 polar bears left in the wild today due to climate change and human activities such as overfishing and pollution. It is essential that we take steps now to protect this species before it is too late. Main idea number 4. Polar bears have a complex social structure, and they live in family groups or solitary. They communicate with each other through vocalizations, body language, and scent marking. Polar bear families are typically made up of an adult female and her cubs from the previous 2 to 3 years. Adult males may also join the group for short periods of time during mating season. Within these family groups, polar bears show affection towards one another by grooming each other's fur or playing together. They also use their vocalizations to express emotions such as fear or aggression. When threatened by predators like wolves or humans, polar bears will stand tall on their hind legs and make loud roaring noises. Scent marking is another important form of communication among polar bears. By rubbing against objects like rocks or trees, they leave behind scents that can be detected by other members of their species over long distances. Main idea number 5. Polar bears are intelligent and curious animals, and they have been observed playing, exploring, and learning. They are also capable of problem-solving and have been known to use tools. For example, polar bears in the wild have been seen using rocks as anvils to break open clamshells for food. In captivity, some polar bears have even learned how to open doors. In addition to their intelligence, polar bears also possess a strong sense of smell that helps them locate prey from miles away. They can detect seals under several feet of snow or ice by sniffing out air pockets where the seal is breathing. Polar bears are highly social creatures who live in family groups called sleuths or clans, which consist of related females with cubs and sometimes one adult male. The female polar bear will often teach her cubs important skills such as hunting techniques or how to find food sources. Main idea number 6. Polar bears are vulnerable to human activities, such as hunting, pollution, and climate change. Hunting has been a major threat to polar bear populations for centuries. In some areas of the Arctic, overhunting has caused local extinctions of polar bears. Pollution from industrial sources can also have an impact on polar bear health and survival. Contaminants like mercury and other heavy metals can accumulate in their bodies through their food chain. Climate change is another major threat to polar bears. As temperatures rise due to global warming, sea ice melts earlier in the year than it used to, which reduces the amount of time that they have available for hunting seals, their primary source of food. Additionally, development projects such as oil and gas exploration can lead to habitat loss or fragmentation, which further threatens these animals. Main idea number 7. Polar bears are an important species for conservation, and there are a number of initiatives in place to protect them. These include protected areas, hunting regulations, and research programs. Protected areas provide polar bears with safe habitats where they can feed and breed without fear of human interference or predation from other animals. Hunting regulations help ensure that the population remains healthy by limiting the amount of polar bear hunting that is allowed each year. Research programs allow scientists to better understand the behavior and ecology of polar bears so that we can develop more effective strategies for their protection. In addition to these measures, it is also important to reduce our impact on climate change, as this has been linked to declines in sea ice, which affects polar bear populations. We must also work towards reducing pollution levels in Arctic waters, as this can have negative impacts on both marine life and polar bear health. By taking action now, we can ensure that future generations will be able to enjoy seeing these majestic creatures in their natural habitat. Main idea number 8. Polar bears are an iconic species, and they have become a symbol of the Arctic. They are one of the most recognizable animals in the world, and their presence helps to draw attention to the importance of conservation. Polar bears live in some of the harshest conditions on Earth, yet they remain resilient despite these challenges. As apex predators, polar bears play an important role in maintaining balance within their ecosystems. The World Wildlife Fund has identified polar bear populations as vulnerable due to climate change and other human-caused threats such as oil exploration and development. This makes it even more important for us to protect this species from further harm. Tourists can help by visiting areas where polar bears live responsibly, respecting local regulations and avoiding activities that could disturb or endanger them. By learning about polar bears, we can gain a better understanding of how our actions affect their environment, both directly and indirectly, so that we can work together towards protecting them for future generations. Main idea number 9. Polar bears are an important food source for Arctic communities. They provide a vital source of nutrition and sustenance to many indigenous peoples, who have relied on them for centuries. Hunting is regulated by local governments in order to ensure that the population is not over-harvested. The meat from polar bears provides essential proteins and fats, while their fur can be used as clothing or blankets. In addition to providing food, polar bear parts are also used in traditional medicines and rituals. For example, some Inuit people use the fat of a polar bear's heart as part of healing ceremonies. Polar bear claws may also be worn as amulets or charms for protection against evil spirits. The World Wildlife Fund, WWF, has been working with Arctic communities since 1996 to help protect this species from overhunting and other threats such as climate change. WWF works with local hunters to develop sustainable hunting practices that will ensure the long-term survival of the species. Main idea number 10. Polar bears are facing a number of threats that are putting their population at risk. Climate change is causing the Arctic sea ice to melt, reducing the amount of habitat available for polar bears and making it harder for them to find food. Hunting has also been an issue in some areas, as people hunt polar bears for their fur or meat. Pollution from oil spills and other sources can contaminate the environment and make it difficult for polar bears to survive. Finally, Human activities such as mining, drilling, and shipping have caused significant damage to polar bear habitats. These threats have led to a decrease in the global population of polar bears over recent years. Conservation efforts are needed if we want to protect these majestic creatures from extinction. This includes creating protected areas where hunting is not allowed, limiting pollution levels in sensitive habitats, and working with local communities on sustainable development projects. We must act now if we want future generations to be able to enjoy seeing wild polar bears roaming through their natural habitat. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.